Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. In Beta City is the election. In Beta City is the election season, but the big issue is murder. My very first novel, Primitive Glow, will be released next month on FinalShorts.com and other very fine outlets. Stay tuned to Dogpen Horror Radio for more information as I debut my brand new first novel, Primitive Glow. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Are you ready for a descent into darkness? Hey now, what is up? A tremendous Thursday evening to you, and welcome to this very special edition of Dollar Bin Horror Radio. My name is Eric Polkin. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's the night. It is the show you have been waiting for out there, Madness Maniacs. It is the reading of the Madness Rules Contest. And we'll be here to guide you through it for the next hour or so, perhaps a little longer. And if you guys want to get in on the conversation tonight, this is what you need to do. If you live inside the United States, the number to call is 1-877-552-4073. If you live outside the United States, the number to call is 323-843-6113. And if you're going to be a participant in the madness, a phone call to the show tonight will give you 5 extra points going into the thing. But as you know, I cannot handle the burden of a weekly one-hour internet-based radio show all by myself. On the other end of the tin can, straight from my noble corporation. Oh, wow, that's loud. She is the head mistress of dollarbenhorror.blogspot.com. And if this is the first time you've ever heard our show, she loves dolls. Not just likes dolls, she loves them to the point of nearly having a fetish. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome back to the show, Miss Ronnie Reaper.
Hey, everyone. And by the theme song, you can also tell that I am a supernatural fanatic.
Or you like Kansas, the band. maybe next week I'll put Dust in the Wind instead of The Point of
even.
No Return.
Don't you even.
Or how about Song of the Northern Wind? How about that?
Nope.
Oh, damn it. Take all my fun away. So anyway, what's going on, Rhonda?
Nothing, just trying to relax, trying to de-stress, had a rough few weeks, just trying to, boop, forget it.
Well, tonight, Rhonda, forget all your aches, stresses, and tension, because we're talking about the rules of the madness.
Yes.
And joining us here, yes, that's right, folks, join us here to help us out tonight.
Yes, this is real music.
Ah, yes.
Rudy.
She created this whole shooting match many, many years ago. The Halloween Horror Movie Marathon Madness. In addition to her accomplishments, she also is an archivist who bets on sexy witches every other Tuesday here on blogtalkradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the show our favorite special guest, Miss Elizabeth Catherine Gray.
Hey, 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 Eric and Rhonda. How you all doing?
We are doing fantastic. How about you?
Oh, it's fucking madness, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm doing
damn
great.
Right. All righty. So here we are. Here we are. What year is this for the madness now?
Number 8.
Wow.
So,
I didn't even know it was that old.
Yeah, and there's
awesome.
Been people playing since the first one in 2007. So 10 years is pushing us in the face. I already know what the 10-year theme is going to be, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. We are going to go right into this one, this theme. We have
let's
a whole
get,
madness
right.
to get through. So
let's get to the rules then. If you're on the line, please stay on hold and we'll be right with you. All right, Liz, let's do this.
All right, and just yes, remind if you are thinking about playing the madness and you call in tonight, you will get 5 points banked for your contest. So call in and ask a question or just say hi, or if you want, talk about your favorite film that will be in theme. So we'll get to that in just a minute. So Eric, what is the madness to you?
What is the madness to me? That's a good question. Honestly, I'm not in it to win it. I'm in it to watch horror movies I have not seen before. I'm in it to suggest movies that I like that maybe other people haven't. It's just essentially, to me, a chance to network with people and a chance to discover things in the ever-expanding genre of horror movies I have not seen before.
Well, and that's exactly right. The madness is an obsession. It's a lifestyle. It's more than just a game. It's a way of exploring films and sharing it with your fellow like-minded individuals. But this is not a game of quality, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no. We could talk about and make recommendations of our favorite films. No, this is a game of quantity. How many films can you put in one calendar month? And not just any films, horror films, all horror films. Watch any horror film during the madness, no matter what subgenre it is. If it's a horror film, you watch it during the madness. And so basically the game is played like this. Okay, starting in the first week of October, you'll be put into a team. There'll be about 35 to 4 people break up into about 5 or so teams. Each of these teams has a judge. Hello, judge. How are you doing? Now, this judge, which, by the way, Eric and Rhonda have both been judges, so please ask them questions about being a judge. A judge is more like a mentor than a critic. Like, it's not like American Idol. It's more like The Voice or you know, where they guide you through the process. So, and they even have a slight investment into it in, because whoever team gets the most overall cumulative points for the team, that person gets to help develop the theme the next season. So that's always pretty cool. Am I coming in clear? Because I'm hearing a lot of chop.
I'm hearing you just fine.
Yeah, so am I.
Lovely. Lovely. I'll continue then. So here's where things get a little rough for people, because what we require is once a week you have to check in with your judge. At the end of the week, on a Sunday, you write a brief, and I do mean, folks, brief summary of what you watched for the week. You turn it into your judge will score it and give you a score points, and I collaborate all the scores. I put them together, and I tell everybody who's the leaders of the groups and the teams individually. The group with the most, but in the end, there can be only one. The person who watched the most gets the most points and watched the most horror films and during the madness wins everything. And what's everything? Well, folks, it's really, because this is all volunteer time, it's bragging rights. But as you know, in geek world, bragging rights means a lot. If you're a LARPer, if you're a D&D person, if you are anybody that's played any competitive nerd sport, bragging rights matters, and it matters for the madness as well, because you've earned it. And I do make a cute poster courtesy of my good friend Frank Browning. He designed our poster this year, and all the judges and the top two winners usually get a poster. So, but I'm also going to have a couple giveaways during the madness. I got some free swag last year, and I got a little bit for this year too. And there might be a couple surprises that way along the way. So basically, watch a bunch of horror films. Turn in your summary to your judge once a week, and you do that for 4 weeks. And at that point, we'll see who the winner is. But once again, it's not really about winning. It's more about sharing your experiences with others and talking about the films you're watching. And believe me, I read every single summary that comes across my desk. Every single one of them I read, whether it's in my team or not, because I'm the benevolent overlord, so I keep an eye on everybody. But it's so much fun to read them. I highly recommend reading each other's summaries, because people have a lot of opinions about the stuff they're watching. And it's fun to watch them slowly descend into the madness, because, yes, the weeks get on, the crazier we all become. It really is madness by the end of it.
Oh, I agree. This is going to be mine and Rhonda's fifth year doing it. And I'll tell you what, every year we by the time we get to that fourth week, things just get a little more frayed each and every time, especially that last week when it's pretty much trying to get as many movies as we can in before sunset on that last day. You know, it's crazy. All right.
So,
you want to take a go ahead.
Is there a call?
Yes, we have somebody on hold right now. Do you want to take the call?
Bring them on. Take a call.
All righty. All right, let's take the call. 540 area code. Thanks for holding and welcome to Dollar Bin Horror Radio.
Oh, you're getting sexy witch Erin Marie.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
I actually could not make it work for me online to listen live, so I figured I'd just listen on here.
Oh, thanks.
Nice.
We're glad that you are listening and calling in.
I saw something today that I thought was phenomenal, and it was a re-release of Psycho in theaters at the end of September. And I'm really excited about that, and I'm wondering if we might be able to stick in some extra points for that one, too.
Well, we'll have to talk about it later. I got a lot of ground to cover tonight, though. So.
I'm just listening. If you want to throw something to me, I can. You know, comment.
Nah,
but,
Well,
but I'll be on
I'm
mute
about to go. All right. Well, thank you for calling. And she joins me every other week at Archivist Bets on Sexy Witches Podcast, a podcast from a geek girl's perspective. So you can talk to us then. But we're on hiatus while the madness is going on. There is no way. No way I can do the madness and do my own podcast at the same time. I have done a lot of things during the madness, include, get this, folks, have a baby and take care of my dying father.
Yeah.
And I got it in. Podcast is like, it was just one thing too many. I can't, like, promote madness and promote podcast. But I am going to have a 3-hour Sexy Witch Halloween episode, so with guest host Gore Duvall and many other all-star lineups. So
nice.
I'm really
very
excited
cool.
about that show. But anyway, I digress.
Awesome.
Let's go back to the rules. Okay, so.
All right, thanks for calling
where
in.
Where the fuck does. Thank you, Marie, Erin Marie. Okay, I think she's listening
all
in.
Right.
So, all right, so we're going to go straight to the rules. There are 10 simple rules to the madness, and this doesn't really change much every year, though I did make a slight change, ladies and gentlemen, for people who have listened before, and I'll point that out when it goes through. So first week starts this year at Sunday, October 4th at 12:01 a.m. all time zones. So that means on the stroke of midnight, Sunday, October 4th, anywhere in the world you live, doesn't matter what time zone you are, that's when your madness starts. And from then until shut up November 1st, you watch as many fucking horror films as you can put in. That's it. You can watch one film. You can watch 50 films. You can watch 500 films. I think that is the actual record, maybe, 500 hours. I'll have to look that up. But I think Titania still has that record. So that's basically it. But the weekly summary is due once a week, like I said. You can write it on your own personal blog, which I recommend because we're trying to get people to read each other's stuff. So put it on your blog, or if you don't have one, get a Facebook note. They still exist, ladies and gentlemen, and your judges can show you how to set one up if you don't know how. And post it on the group page, tagging your judge and myself in it. So that's it. So if you write your little summary, you post it online on the Facebook, and you tag me, the head hauntress, and you tag your judge, and we will take it in and look at it and score it for you. And just title it the Madness, Darkness, Week, whatever week it is. We do this 4 times this year. Maniacs must have their weekly Sunday summaries in, and this is important, by the end of day every Sunday, their time zone. Okay, so that's your time zone, end of day, but it should come in on a Sunday. And as Eric and Rhonda can tell you, there's always one or two.
Yeah.
And we have to look for them and ask them. And sometimes
there's always a straggler.
Always a straggler. Sometimes people are like, oh, fuck, I finally honestly forgot. Sometimes we're like writing, come on, please give us their summary so we can move forward. But most people get them in, and they are, and like I said, don't work too hard. They have to be brief. This is not like you're writing entire blogs, though some people do. Everybody does their summaries different, and I will put sample summaries in the files on the group page so you can look at different types of summaries. So now this is kind of new. You know, as Rana and Eric can tell you, you're allowed to post your summary early but not late. So let's say if you wanted to post on Friday because you had something big to do over the weekend and you wouldn't have time to write anything or watch any movies, you can do that. But once you submit, your madness is over for that week. That's fine. Now, I have some secret films that I have every year. And so to make it more fair, I actually on the first week have a minimum post. And it'll make more sense as we go along, but I am not going to allow people to post their first week summary until at least Friday, October 9th at 12 p.m. Eastern time, so my time, only because they're secret films, and I'll get to them later, and I want to make sure people have a chance to get those points. So we'll explain secret films. They're kind of confusing, but don't worry about it. I've got this. I always got this. I am the benevolent overlord. But that restriction is only for the first week. If you on the rest of the rest of the month, if you had to post on a Tuesday because you were going to be in New York or you're going to China or who knows, that's fine. We're cool with that. It's just that first week, so nobody's posting too early to try to get those extra bonus points and snag them from everybody else. Because I know there's a few people out there that's their strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want
that.
But you do need those leads, though, because there's people that are competing. Like our winner, Newt, she didn't have very many extra bonus points. She did it almost all on viewing watching hours, which is how we grade the madness, is how many hours in is how many points you have. And she did it almost all without any extra special bonuses. So there are people seriously watching films on this thing. Bloggers, this one's for you. If you have a blog, and let's say you watched a film a month ago, but you haven't posted it yet, if it posts in the week, you can actually count that towards your madness. Just make sure it's included in your summary. So that's an easy way to get a film in without actually watching it. So that's a good one. Now, here's the important thing, and we will talk about this more as we get closer to the madness. Weekly summaries. This is what they need to contain. There is, even though I said they have to be brief, but there is some requirements so we can grade you correctly. Film titles, clearly. If you're watching a TV show, we want the season and episode. Most importantly, the runtime. Is that not true, Eric and Rhonda? Runtime is the most important thing on that list.
Oh, yeah.
If you want your points, your points.
I have had to IMDb certain things.
Yeah, no, we all have to. And that's part of being a judge is looking things up and having a, so it's part of being a judge. But still, yes, runtime. And we want some kind of rating. So, you don't have to write a dissertation, but just give us like a sentence or two or say thumbs up, thumbs down, 5 stars, fuck yous, whatever you want to use. Someone gave fucks. Other people have given severed limbs. Whatever you want, just give some kind of rating because we want to know what you thought of the movies. Of course we do. It's part of the madness. So, and estimated point values themselves are optional. You don't have to worry about the estimated point values. I think this film is worth this many. Don't worry about it. If you want to put that in there, that's fine, but that's the judge's problem, not yours. The math is the judge problem. So we don't want to confuse you guys.
Sure.
Don't worry about the math. And like I said, only a couple sentences are needed, and don't work too hard. Now, the one other most important thing in your summary when you're writing this down is got to do with bonus points and wild cards. Bum, bum, bum.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
The bonus points and wild cards, we'll get to those in a few minutes because they have to do with genre and our theme, Descent into Darkness. Now, do you guys have any questions before I move on?
No, but we do
pretty
have a phone
good.
Call. We do have a phone call on the other line, though, waiting for us. So
all
let's
right,
take
well,
that
I like
before
it.
You move on. All right,
sure.
407 area code. Welcome to Dollar Bin Horror Radio. Thanks for holding.
Hi, it's Harriet in Orlando.
Hi.
How's it going? I'm calling in for points.
Calling in for points. Oh,
Orlando. Who is it? I didn't hear
Harriet.
Who it was. Harriet! Hi, Harriet.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Hi. Harriet Branch. I met her in person this year, and we went to Islands of Adventure together and rode the Forbidden Journey and Harry Potter ride.
Yes,
twice.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
it was awesome.
So nice. I'm jealous.
It was really, really fun. You know, I really was very thankful, and she was an excellent sport because we were kind of at the end of our trip, and we were all kind of like, especially my husband, rest his soul, was really grouchy that day, but he was really trying to keep it in. but we did good. We did good. It was a lot of fun, and I really got to see the Harry Potter stuff, and so I can cross that off my list. So 5 points to you, sweetie. Got it. And
yay,
may
yay.
The best. And we'll get you on a team. Don't forget. And for if you want to join Harriet on a team, that will be, everyone write this down, Monday the 21st after 3 p.m. Go to the group page, Halloween Horror Movie Marathon Madness. And that is where I will post my Facebook note on my personal profile. So make sure you're friended to myself, Elizabeth Catherine Gray, as well, because I have to be friends with you with this game to work. So friend me, go to that page, join that group, and you can read, and I'll post this list I'm reading today, and you just put underneath it, madness, or I'm in, or whatever you want to write, and you'll get one of the slots. So first come, first serve. So let's hope you get, may the best man or woman or monster win. So
yep.
So thank you, Harriet.
Right.
And
yes, thank you, Harriet, for calling in.
Thank you.
We are
yep.
awesome.
Thank you.
Now,
well,
film,
just so everyone
you,
knows, how many slots are there?
Well, right now, the minimum, we have around 35 to 40 or so, but that could go higher. We're right on the bubble of having a few extra slots, but we're at minimum 35 right now.
Very
but there's
cool.
three grandfathered
cool.
in. But that includes three invitational slots. One goes to our Madness Preview winner, Diana Price. She's going to get a slot. And our champion, Newt White, gets a slot. And then I have one for another person if he wants it, but I don't know if AJ is going to take it or not. I wish he would. He was going to be a judge. He tried to be a judge blindly, and it's just you can't be a judge blindly in my contest. I probably should have said no, but we were trying because I was like, wow, it'd be awesome to see like what an outsider that doesn't know anything to do, what a judging would be like. But it was a little bit more than you can handle. So I'm hoping he'll be a contestant. But anyway, we'll hope so. So now one more thing about movies before we move on to genre. You're only allowed to count a film once during the madness. So if you watch Bay of Blood, that's it. You're done. You can't watch it again. Now, that's going to change a little bit this year because I actually am accepting multiple cuts of movies. And no, that would not be Bay of Blood with a different title because every single cut of Bay of Blood is exactly the same. Doesn't matter if it's named Bay of Blood or Twitch of the Death Nerve. They are all whatever 15 names it has. It's the
yeah.
same cut. So, no, you could watch it once. But, like, Army of Darkness has three separate cuts. You could watch all three of them. You could watch our mascot film, Legend, has three separate cuts and two with different scores. You can watch that. The two different cuts of Dawn of the Dead, you could watch that. So I'm allowing that this year. So and you make sure you tell us because the run times are different on these cuts. And, you know, so make sure you say international cut, run time, blah, blah, blah. So I know you're watching different cuts in the movie and not just watching the same movie over and over and over again and saying it's a different cut. So anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what kind of films, Eric, are accepted in the madness? Do you know?
Oh, my goodness. Tons, tons and tons and tons. You're pretty liberal when it comes to the kinds of movies that you take. But, oh, my goodness, there is, of course, the ever-popular zombies. There's dark fantasy. There's torture porn. And especially what I like this year is that you have traditional science fiction, you have high fantasy, high adventure, and disaster films.
I was
going to
say, because I know Lord of the Rings can be counted.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings is going to be fucking boku bonus points. Because anytime one person, and we'll talk about bonus points in a minute, if a person is referred to as the Dark Lord, that's a bonus point. If they are the embodiment of darkness, that's a triple bonus right there. So,
oh,
you know,
so I'm
you
gonna,
got,
I am so going to freak
Star
out
Wars.
On The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings this year. Oh,
and
shit.
And there's yep. caves everywhere. There's caves all through it. Smog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, the finale, you know, yeah, there's, you can rack up some fucking points with high fantasy this year. So, yeah, so any horror film is accepted. I mean, any horror film is accepted. We also accept any film that has Satan as a character. So any film, comedy, no matter what the genre, has Satan or a witch in it, we also accept it. So, you know, so Halloween-themed films are also accepted. And unusual things, because of our nature's theme, we are accepting high fantasy this year and high adventure and disaster films. Now, high adventure, what the hell is that? High adventure films are pretty obvious what they are. If you've ever seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know what a high adventure film is. It's pretty stuff. That is the gold standard high adventure. The Goonies would also totally count. Any film with Alan Quartermain in it, you know, is going to count. Matter of fact, a couple of those films are going to be worth triple bonuses because of the location shoots. You'll know what a high adventure film if you saw it. Pretty obvious what they are. Disaster films, you know, plane crashes. I would even accept the Titanic, but really, but technically it's a disaster film. I have to be a slave to my own rules. Children's horror, witches and pagan films. So even if it's not a traditional witch, any kind of pagan witch is fine. So, of course, even though Wicker Man is a horror film, but those are clearly pagans. That kind of stuff is always accepted. Now, this year new, because we are in the streaming frontier. This is the first real madness where streaming and Roku has existed for the masses. So I've decided to add two separate extra accepted genres. First of all, anything screened at Fantasia, Fantastic Fest, Slash Film Festivals, or TIFF Midnight Madness lineup is accepted no matter the genre. So if it's played at one of those venues, you're allowed to watch it and get full point values for it. And for streaming, anything that streams on Shout Factory or the Grindhouse channel, anything. And that's going to be worth a lot of points when I read a special bonus later on. So,
For example, let's just be silly here for a moment. If I'm on the Shout Factory and I said, I want to watch the Weird Al show, is that accepted for points?
It's accepted for points. It's on the Shout.
Okay.
It's on that channel. Anything.
Just to make this...
Anything that's...
Okay.
Yeah, but if it's something like that, I would make sure you write Shout Factory so I know that you're watching it through the Shout Factory channel because I want to give them some fucking love. I love Shout Factory. I love Scream Factory. And once again, they released two things in the last week that makes me want to just give them money and I have to hold on to my freaking wallet. I didn't, though. I bought the Army of Darkness set without even blinking. I saw it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd go through my feed and I'm like...
The first movie I ever bought on Blu-ray was from Scream Factory, and it was The Burning. So, major props to them. Yes, very good choice.
Yeah, no, I love them. Love them. Anyway, I digress. So, yes, and don't forget, this isn't just about movies. We do accept TV. So any TV horror anthology, any TV or science fiction show, and because we're doing traditional science fiction, that means also Star Trek's accepted this year. I have a list of examples on the rules, and you can read them. And don't forget kids' movies, too. I mean, My Little Pony being high fantasy, believe it or not, you can rake up a lot of points with My Little Pony, even with this theme, you could, too. Now, I do sometimes, folks, there are films that don't quite fit our story, fit horror, don't quite fit our genre or our themes. And if you think it should be accepted for the madness, I do allow a case for it. We call it justification or arguments. And you're allowed to argue a case for a film. I actually once, when I was playing, successfully argued a Western because it was directed by one of the people on the wild card list. It was directed by a person on the Video Nasty list that we were exploring that year. So all sorts of things. And another person last year, because we were doing dolls and robots, got Yo Gabba, even though children's television was not fully accepted, she got Yo Gabba Gabba fully accepted as high fantasy and got bonus points because there were robots and talking dolls. So, there's lots of ways you can do it. Things with gothic imagery that aren't necessarily horror, like Rocky Horror Picture Show, of course, or The Third Man. If you're doing film noir, I usually accept more on the Freaks and M side than the Double Indemnity. However, this year, I might be a little bit more liberal because we are exploring darkness, and as you know, true film noir is all about darkness. So...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a little bit, I'm going to take film noir on a case-by-case basis. Once again, like I said, children's television, not genre, but in theme. And like I said, if you really believe something should be counted as a wild card or accepted for full points, you're welcome to make a case for it. So all of that is there. Now, what the fuck is a wild card? Everyone's like, what is this? So you've been talking about wild cards. Okay, this is where people get confused. Now, a wild card is this. I'm going to read it straight up. A wild card is a person and this year or a location associated directly with our theme. So if a name is on, if a name of a person or location is on the wild card list, then you can watch anything. I'm serious. Anything that they're in. So anything they've created, they've acted, they directed, written, distributed, produced, starred, featured, and no matter the genre. Now, if it's out of genre, wild cards can only get one bonus point. And so you can't get full point values for a wild card. But if you really needed to take a horror break and watch something that wasn't horror but maybe had something to do with our theme, you could do that by using the wild cards. And some people even try to do their whole madness with wild cards. It is possible. It's weird, but it's possible. But I know one of our people, he's actually the king of the loopholes, and he's been playing for all 8 years, and he does it every year. He tries to find the most obscure, weird way of getting wild cards. And this year, he's going to have a bumper crop because our mascot film is Legend, which is a dark fantasy. Tim Curry, obviously, is our main wild card this year. The only permanent wild card is Bruce Campbell. He's, of course, on it, and Bruce Campbell, a lot of his movies are triple bonus this year anyways. So I am now, are you ready, Shire? I'm going to go ahead and read the wild card list straight out because it's too important. And not only will it be in the rules, I will have it in a separate sheet you can print out on its own. So you can always go refer to this list if you need to. So the wild card list of people this year for our theme is, as everyone has said, Bruce Campbell, Tim Curry, Ridley Scott, Mia Sara, Billy Barty, Vin Diesel, this is the big one. This is the one Erin Marie is excited for. Tom Cruise.
Oh,
yes,
hell
ladies
no.
And gentlemen. Tom Cruise. First time I've ever had him on the wild card list. But because he stars in our mascot film, Tom Cruise is on the list. Now we get a little bit cooler because we go to Rhoda Mitchell. We love her. Lena Olin, who's in, she's on the list because of Silent Hill. She's a great actress. Got lots of different types of stuff on her resume. Emma Caulfield. Sarah Douglas, Rob Bottin, the makeup artist. So look up Rob Bottin's and look for his films and stuff. Anna Paquin, Christopher Smith and Neil Marshall. They're two British directors. Jessica Lodes, David Twathy, another director. Awesome. And because he passed away this year, Wes Craven's on the list. Sam Neill's on the list. And because Christopher Lee passed away, he's also on the list this year. Claire Higgins, Emily Perkins, Olivia Wilde, Jonathan Demme, Catherine Bigelow, James Franciscus, Nadia Gray, and the one location is Bronson Canyon, which is actually in Los Angeles. And if you don't know what the fuck Bronson Canyon is, you can easily wiki it. It's one of the most famous cave locations ever shot in. Any film from the 50s and backlot of Universal Studios, you know it. In Army of Darkness, the valley he's in as he's riding on horseback to go get the book is actually that's Bronson Canyon. If you've ever seen any cave in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, that's Bronson Canyon. So you're watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and they're in a cave, you're going to get at least one bonus point per episode for Bronson Canyon because it's a wild card and also it gets a bonus point this year. So pretty awesome. So look that up. Do you have any questions, everybody? Anybody?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be the first person who's just listening for the first time and still really has no clue here. So let's just say I'm going to watch a Wes Craven movie and I'm going to do the one he did with Meryl Streep back in I think it was the late 90s. The Music of the Heart, I believe, was the name of it. But that's worth a wild card, even though that's not in the genre of horror.
Yeah, you can watch Music from the Heart, and you will be able to watch it if there happens to be a bonus point in that film. And I think there's a shot of her in the New York subway. You would get the bonus point for that.
Okay.
So yeah. See, that's how you play the madness. You go, oh, I'm gonna watch music from the heart. Oh, look, she's in the subway. Subway's on the bonus list. I get a point.
Yeah,
yay.
There you go.
See, that's how you play.
There you go.
There you go. So
there
yes,
you go.
Good answer. So there you go.
Awesome.
So okay, so there's some people like, okay, well, what about documentaries? Okay, I do accept documentaries and Mondo films and reality television if it fits the theme, overall theme. So, you know, if it's horror related, like those stupid Ghost Whisperer shows, you could totally watch them and get points. And Mondo movies, of course, because they're driving classics. Documentaries like Cropsey or any of the one about Freddy Never Sleeps Again, you get them, but they don't get bonus points. I don't give bonus points for documentaries because of clips and things like that. It just gets too difficult. However, this year I am going to accept documentaries for bonus points, for full bonus points, if it's directly related to our theme. So if it's
I believe it's called Invaluable. It's the documentary about the Army of Darkness and the Evil Dead films and Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, that would count for sure. I would also accept Cave of the Forgotten Dreams for a bonus points, which is Werner Herzog's documentary about Chauvet Caverns in France. That would count. I would totally accept that. Things about the reality TV show Blackout, absolutely. Oh, my God, this show is so stupid. So I will be, and some of those will be worth reality television. I tend to do give bonus points too, but documentaries I'm going to take on a case by case basis. Mondo films, no, I can't do Mondo. Mondo, there's too much stock footage for me to go through to say, or and if it's and like an Army of Darkness documentary, I'll give the one bonus point because Bruce Campbell's in it, but I'm not going to give you full points unless it's like shot in a cave. You know, it has to tie the elements. But we'll talk about that later. Like I said, documentary case by case basis. Now I'm getting all confused. Now I also can't accept horror shorts or trailer reels and things like that if they're under 15 minutes. Just too difficult for me to keep score. So, but if you watch a clip reel of horror shorts or a clip reel of trail reels or serials, half hour or more, I will give you the points for the full runtime. No bonus points, but I'll give you the points for the full runtime. So if you watch an hour of trailers, I would give you a point for the hour. So what is Halloween without a good trailer reel anyways? So
of course not. Okay, Liz, we'll give you a little break here real quick because we've got somebody on the other line right now to join
us. All right.
And yes, 609 area code. Welcome to Darwin Horror Radio. Go ahead, you're on.
Hello?
Okay, well, caller went bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
Hello.
Back to
live radio.
Back to this. Yeah, what can you do?
So I also want to mention one more thing about wild cards because I'm in my amendments now. Like I said, an outer genre film. Let's just say you're watching a romantic comedy. Definitely, what's a romantic comedy with, I don't know, Lena Olin's in it. Okay, let's say she just happens to be a supporting role. Hey, there's Lena Olin. I get points for this. You only get one bonus point. But let's just say that final, like, it hits one of my highest point values, which I'll talk about in a minute. We call it the automatic triple bonus in the madness, which is a film that has the most theming, and so it gets the highest point value. If it hit that theme, like let's just say she's in a cave the last 20 minutes of the movie, you would get a full 6 points for that wild card, which is our highest point value for a film an hour and a half to 2 hours. You can skip. If you watch Wild Cards and it hits our highest point values, you'll still get the full value for that. So, and it'll make more sense once you start playing, trust me. We already mentioned multiple cuts. Now, here's something, and this is important. I realize watching movies can get tedious at times, and this is the holiday season, and a fuck ton of stuff is going on all over the country. And I want you to support your local businesses, your local haunts. I want you to go do this stuff during the madness and not just watch films. So I do give out points for outside Halloween seasonal events. It's 2 points. If you go, like, to an amusement park or a seasonal walkthrough, I'll have a list of what things we usually accept. And I often give special bonuses for special outside events. I also sometimes give personal challenges, too. Like if you're going to, for example, Rhonda is going, and Eric went to Cinema Wasteland last year. So I gave them a personal challenge to get Carolyn Monroe to say, I hope you enjoy your madness, which they completed, and they posted on the page. And you should post it again, guys. So Carolyn Monroe actually said, I hope you enjoy the madness. And I gave them 20 points because they were competing last year. So, you know, so personal challenges. If you know you're going to do some major event, just ask. I might give you something. And there usually is like 2 or 3 of them, and they each have increasing difficulty. So, you know, ask for a personal challenge. And if you're super busy, like this season, like a lot of my madness maniacs are often like work at scare haunts or bloggers or journalists going to conventions and stuff. So if you also are working some of these events or are performing like in a play or something or work at a blood bank, I accepted that 1 year, you know, you can get a work handicap as well. So I have to approve all work handicaps and personal challenges. The judges have to come through me on those. So make sure you talk directly to the head actress if you want a personal challenge or a work handicap. So, but to ask, I am very, very benevolent. I am the benevolent overlord of this game. So, okay. So now we're to the best part of madness. One of the best parts is when we start getting into the special bonuses and the bonus points. And we're going to talk about our first special bonus right now. And it's awesome because it happens to also be her birthday today. So, and who would that be, Rhonda?
Elvira.
That's right, Elvira. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, happy birthday to you, Dark Mistress.
Yep.
And she's going to, last year, we gave a special bonus for watching episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000. This year, the bonus is now the Elvira's. Yes, go ahead.
Oh no, I'm saying yes when you said Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, this year it's going to be. Oh, okay, yes, well, that is good. Elvira it gets the bonus this year, and so this is how the Elvira Mistress of the Dark clause works. Okay, if you're watching anything hosted by Cassandra Peterson, so she could be out of costume and hosting the film, I will accept that as well. You will get 2 base points for the time of the film, plus a bonus point automatically for Elvira. Elvira already counts for a bonus point, plus you'll get any point values that the film contains. So if the film has our highest point value on top of it, you could get 9 points for a single 2-hour episode of Mystery Macabre. So, and just so you know, Chrissy Macabre streams on Shout Factory, ladies and gentlemen. So you can get a lot of episodes of Mystery Macabre, and I believe there's a few on Grindhouse, too, actually.
I think they also have the episode she did with Charles Band still on Hulu, the 13 Nights of Hulu-ween, where she, like, hosted Charles Band films. If you haven't seen it yet, I totally recommend watching her hosting of Evil Bong. It's brilliant.
And I believe some of those are also findable on YouTube as well. So if you don't have Hulu, try YouTube for some of those episodes. But definitely. So there's a lot of Elvira out there to watch, and you can rake up some massive points watching horror-hosted Elvira shows this year. Happy birthday, Ms. Peterson. She's been my idol since I was a little girl, so I'm so excited to honor her. And I got to meet her a couple years ago. That was awesome. So, all right. So I think we're going to – do we have any questions? Because we're trying to talk about bonus points.
Not at the moment.
It's time,
609 area – 609 area code. If you're still listening, 609 area code, give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. But I have no questions at this time.
All right. So I keep mentioning bonus points. What the fuck is a bonus point? All right, so our theme this year is Descent into Darkness, which is an exploration of the fear nyctophobia, which is the fear of the dark. The fear of the dark is the most primal fear in any, not just humans, but in a species. We are afraid of the dark. It starts in childhood as the fear of the unexpected. And if you don't treat it properly and teach your kids the difference between fantasy and reality, it actually can lead to a fear of the dark and a phobia as an adult. So, very important. And, of course, horror has been playing with our fears of the dark since people have been able giving oral traditions over fires. It is the base of all horror. Basically. So because of that, we have a wide range of things that can be worth points this year. A bonus point is an element. We have 10 bonus points. Each of those points has a bunch of things can be given to. So what I mean by that is, let's just say you're watching a movie and a cave is in it 2/3 of the way. If you look at bonus point 1, it says that you can get a bonus. You can get that point if there's a cave in your movie. You've got that. Of the 10, a movie is allowed up to 3. So, and there's a scoring system, which I have the score sheet to sell, and I'll post that as well. But don't worry about the scoring too much. That's actually up to the judges to score. But you're allowed to get up to 3 of the 10 bonus points. Now, some of them have an extra parenthesis. That extra parenthesis has a very specific element. If that element exists in your movie, you get the automatic triple bonus. And that is the highest point value for that movie. So it's the runtime plus, or it's runtime times 3 points, basically. So if it's a 3-hour film, you're making a lot of points that way. But a 2-hour film usually is average of 6 points. It never gets higher or lower than that. If your average horror movie is an hour and a half, the highest value for most hour and a half movies is 6 points. Just remember that. You know, I can't kill on a scale of 10. That'd be way too hard for me. So I do a scale of 6. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, and I will put these in a separate post so you can print them out and put them next to your computer. Because if you know the bonus points, you can get a lot of extra points in the madness, and actually that's the way, if you want to play it for strategy, this is how you do it. But once again, don't get hung up on them, because the truth is you can watch anything you want horror-wise. Just enjoy yourself. Don't get hung up on the rules. But here we go. Number one is, if you're watching, and this is the main one, if the part of what you're watching takes place in a cave, mine, transportation tunnel, sewer, ancient tomb, and I'm stressing ancient tomb, not cemeteries, ancient tomb or catacombs. Now, in parentheses, if the finale takes place in one of these locations, you get the automatic triple bonus. So what the fuck am I defining a finale as? A finale is defined as this: last 20 minutes of a feature movie, or the last 10 minutes of a one-hour TV show, or the last 5 minutes of a half an hour TV show. So if the action takes place in a cavern, mine, travel, transportation tunnel, sewer, tomb, or catacombs, for the last part of what you're watching, you'll get the highest point value for the movie. And that's where most of your automatic triple bonuses are going to come from this year. So, you got that, guys?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
A great automatic bonus point, triple bonus point, is the end of the original My Bloody Valentine, which takes place in mine. That's one of my favorite sponsors. So, ATB right there, kids.
I have no idea what you just said, sweetie.
No, I said a good example of the finale taking place in a cavern or mine is the original My Bloody Valentine. Because that
absolutely
takes place.
Or even the remake with Jensen Ackles from Supernatural. That's the only reason I'd watch that remake.
You know what?
Thanks, Rhonda.
In the theaters, that was actually kind of fun because there was 3D boobs in that. So
with Jensen Ackles is fun. It's like a different kind of fun, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, it's titillating at least. So. All right, number two. Are we ready? We're going to move on. Okay,
yep.
And this one's also going to rake up a lot of points and make it easy for you guys, okay? If the title of what you're watching contains the word dark or darkness, or if the principal character is described as or has the moniker using the word dark or darkness. If the antagonist is the personification or embodiment of darkness, you get the automatic triple bonus. So, like, for example, Tim Curry in Legend is darkness. That would definitely get you the automatic triple bonus. Another example of a character that's darkness is the final wraith in the remake of Haunted, the House from Haunted Hill. That is definitely an embodiment of darkness. Look for embodiments of darkness, but even if they're just called darkness or dark, like Dark Lord, Dark Father, Eric, Dark Father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, guess who's getting the bonus point this year. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh, So there's lots of ways. And like the TV show, movies with the name Darkness, Darkness Falls, Darkness, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Who's Afraid of the Dark? I mean, and matter of fact, one of my judges this year has put all the Darkness films on Netflix streaming on a single piece of paper, and I will post that as well. So you can look up all the films that are titled or have main characters' names of Darkness. She did that. So thank you, Neep. That was awesome. So now, number three, if your main antagonist only reveals itself or attacks under the cover of darkness. So vampires, werewolves, pitch black, those guys definitely, you can get an idea. And here's the and you get an automatic triple bonus for this point if the monster is destroyed by sunlight. So guarantee you, a lot of vampires, Fright Night, the new film, which is glorious, by the way, What We Do in the Shadows, definitely an automatic triple bonus this year. So if the monster is destroyed by sunlight, you get automatic triple bonus. So good job. That one's going to rack up some points too. So if you're really into vampire movies, you've got, or werewolves, you could watch nothing but vampires or werewolves this year and get a lot of points. Number four, and this is one of my favorite because you're going to also hit a lot of fantasy and science fiction with this one. What you're watching takes place in a location that descends into an extended period of darkness or nightfall, either by natural or unnatural means. And I will accept short-term total eclipse of the sun events for this as well. So so that would be like, once again, pitch black is a good example of that. We also have, let's see, I'm trying to think of another one that has a night, extended period of nightfall, or there's a
30 days of night.
30 days of night. That's natural. We also have, let's see, I'm trying to think of another one that would be good idea. You know, there's an episode of My Little Pony where she forces them into eternal darkness. there's also Lady Hawk. There's a sequence, because it's high fantasy, folks, where the total eclipse of the sun reveals the truth about their curse. Definitely worth a point. So Dragon Slayer, the 80s film, there's a total eclipse of the sun in that. So, you know, bonus points, good stuff. So that one's an interesting one. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of science fiction that's going to hit that one. Number five, another science fiction one, but some horror too. I'm going to have to give bonus points. Give you bonus point number five if there in your film is a black hole, a hell mouth, or there's a monster in the closet, in the basement, or under the bed. Now, here's where the bonus point goes to the automatic triple bonus for this, for number five. The protagonist has to enter one of these places willingly, not like fall in, not like, you know, be thrown in. That there is a bonus point for something like that too. But, you know, if there's a monster in the basement and they walk into the basement knowing there's a monster in it, a good example would be Evil Dead 2, of course. That is the automatic triple bonus. Now, if they enter a hell mouth or a black hole willingly, I'll give you the bonus point whether there's a monster or not, because that shit is just hardcore. If you're entering a hell mouth, you're entering a hell mouth willingly. That's just hardcore. So you get the bonus point for that. So, but Hellmouth, speaking of which, that also means Buffy the Vampire Slayer. A lot of those episodes are going to, and with vampires and Hellmouth, you're going to be raking up bonus points if you want to watch the entire run of Buffy while you're during the madness. Like I said, whatever you want to watch, it's amazing what you can watch. Number six.
Give an example.
You ready? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to offer another example of monsters in the basement is the 1983 awesome low-budget movie, The Alien's Deadly Spawn. Very good. Very good movie.
Oh, God. Yeah, Deadly Spawn. The Fred I was looking up, and the Fred Savage movie, Little Monsters, starring Fred Savage and Howie Mandel, is an automatic triple bonus because the hidden door is under the bed, and there's monsters in it, and he goes down willingly with the monsters. So there's another way to get an automatic
Oh, I'm getting that
bonus.
Point, because that movie, I swear to God, it shows every weekend on this TV.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
Now, obviously, we've been doing a lot of fantasy, sci-fi, horror kind of bonus points. So I put one in that's a little bit more for our thrillers and our slasher movies. So if a main character is blind or can only see in the dark, or has night, or if there's night vision POV, or for a major power outage, So you can get a bonus points for that. So night vision POV, Silence of the Lambs, the movie Wreck. Those have definitely got POV power outages. Jurassic Park, power outage, that runs a gambit of movies, power outages. And I am accepting, like, house power outages, like, a house invasion, the power goes out. I will accept stuff like that. Not it could be sabotage or it could be a storm. Either one will count. So Labyrinth gets a power outage point, and it's got catacombs. So you could rake up a lot of point watching Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie. Movies with blind characters. I mean, how many horror films have blind characters being stalked by serial killers? I mean, you can get nice rack up points with that one. So number seven, Supernatural, Eternal Winters, Phantom Fogs, Mists, or, and this is one of my favorites, bats, or a bat flies out and startles a character. So I love this one because Eternal Winters, Phantom Fogs, and Mist. So clearly a movie like The Mist would count. But also with Eternal Winter, do you know what that means? Frozen is going to count, motherfuckers.
Oh, hell. Let it go.
I know. I couldn't get around it. It's an Eternal Winter. And it's a fantasy, so she counts. I can watch Frozen with my daughter and get points for it. Hell yeah. So, but the Eternal Winter has to be supernatural and not a normal, like, winter thing. So, but Phantom Fogs and Mist and bats. And I was worried about the bat thing, so sometimes bats fly out of movies. But I watched a bunch of Italian horror a couple weeks ago, and there were two films where bats flew out and attacked or scared someone. So I was like, it is a good bonus point. It is. So if bats fly out and startle a character or characters or a swarm of bats do that, you'll get this bonus point. And that means with High Adventure, the Goonies would get you that bonus point because in the Goonies, bats fly out and scare the crap out of everybody, not once but twice in that movie. So you'll get that bonus point.
Let's get a phone call here real quick. Let's give you a few moments rest here so we take another phone call. 503 area code. Welcome to Garbin Horror Radio. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Hauntress, Cave Pearl, and Maniacs. This is Neep.
Neep! Hi, that's one of my judges. Neep, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. I've been waiting
awesome.
For this exact moment to call.
Awesome.
Well, because you're a judge, I will give you 5 points to give to any one member of your team.
Huzzah! Cannot wait to wield that power.
All right. And
well,
also,
thank you.
Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I wanted to ask you what your favorite darkness film would be, not the one that we talked about, but a different one. and if you wanted to go ahead, why don't you go ahead and announce your team name?
Oh, well, our team name is going to be Team Black Witch. And I'm hoping people can figure that out on their own, so I will say no more.
Mm-hmm.
And for a favorite dark movie, I don't know. I really liked the Women Cave Splunkers that came out a few years ago. I'm really bad with movie names.
Oh, The Descent.
Yeah.
By Neil Marshall. That's the one. That's why Neil. And that's why Neil Marshall is a wild card, specifically because of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it was a good one. Pretty blown away.
I love Neil Marshall. He's one of my favorite directors right now, well, working living directors, mm-hmm. I should say. So it's pretty awesome. Well, Nick, do you have anything to say or plug before I continue on? Go ahead.
Yes, I absolutely do. So I have been listening since the beginning of you reading the rules. And first, thank you for mentioning that My Little Ponies is going to count towards points because my kids are obsessed with the fucking ponies, and that's why I called in. Because they have been listening or watching this show every single day, and in particular, one episode every single day, and the same episode for about 2 weeks, and today is the first day I actually looked at it, and the second I looked at the screen, motherfucking bats flew out of the trees and startled characters, and that made my entire day. So,
woo!
I'm good.
Wow.
I'm good. See? I'm going to have so many points.
Oh, man. That's the madness. It's amazing how this has worked. Next thing you know, you're so smart. And this is what's awesome, too, is that you'll be sitting there with a group of people and you're watching a movie and you're just going to go, what is point? And I'm going to look at you like, what the fuck? It always happens.
Or you're going to be at a bar drinking. People are going to be playing games. There's going to be a movie playing. You know, at the corner of the bar, you're like, oh, my fucking bonus points right there. And then people will look at you funny and perhaps you'll get 86, but only if you're not careful.
It's madness. And, you know, but then they come in and they join you like, oh, well, is this worth something? Yes. Is this worth something? Yes. You know, it starts to be, it's infectious. So
it's fun.
We got three more of these bonus points to get through, and then we get to the really fun stuff, the dark secret bonuses and the personal challenges. And as Neep knows, we've got some really interesting challenges this year. Some are really hard. So, all right. Well, thank you for calling, sweetie, and we'll see you very soon. You'll have your team before you know it.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for calling in. All righty.
So that was Neep.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. This is your show, dude. I'm just taking over for the day.
No, I'm just going to say, we still got about a half hour left to go here. If you guys want to call, it's 1-877-552-4073. And Rhonda hung up, apparently, so hopefully she calls back. So it's just you and me for the time being.
Oh, no. Well, we'll continue, and hopefully she'll call back. And let me know, and I'll stop for a minute. Okay, so we're at number 8.
Right.
Yeah, number 8's fun. Number 8 is fun. Number 8 is going to pull you up to some decent points. If someone is forcibly, and that's the phrase, remember, earlier it was willingly, this one is forcibly. So if someone is forcibly entombed, walled up, dragged underground, buried alive, dropped into a pit, oubliette, or well. So if any of those elements happens, you'll get bonus point number 8. Let's see. So anything with Edgar Allan Poe walling people up, that'll get you a bonus point. Tremors definitely would get you a bonus point. That Ryan Reynolds movie where they bury him underground, that would get you a bonus point. Oubliettes, once again, that's legend. Wells, The Ring, clearly. What's always a good classic horror movie gag is to put somebody in a wall to forget about them. The Beyond, there's a body behind a wall in Lucia Fulci's movie. So that would count. I would give that.
There's a movie called Grabbers I watched last week where characters are forced to be moved under or forced underground. So there's another good example of being dragged underground.
I love that movie. Grabbers is so funny. Oh, my God.
I know.
I highly recommend Grabbers, and definitely have a pint when you're watching it because it's just
great.
Yeah,
for sure.
Watch Grabbers.
Yeah,
Grabbers is definitely going to count. So, all right, only two left, and we're done with bonus points. Number 9. Here's a good one, a good classic one for classic horror fans. Hidden passages disguised as a wall, bookshelf, mausoleum, or a fireplace. So I just saw Black Sunday a couple weeks ago, and it had this bonus point, and it also had a bat attack. So it actually, and it had one other too. It actually ended up being a 5-point film. So I was very impressed. But yeah, there's a fireplace and a trap door. I was, you know, so people were going in and out between the castle and the cemetery. So look for the old school bookshelf wall thing. Frankenstein movies often have it.
And I believe, if I remember correctly, the movie Clue that has Tim Curry as a wild card, there's also the, as you mentioned before, the hidden passages in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Rocky Horror Picture Show has hidden passages. So definitely, there's going to be a lot of decent points for that because it's a classic old school thing. And finally, last but not least, we're to number 10. And I hope, is Rhonda back yet?
Yeah, no, she's still going to, she might be having phone problems.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, well, we miss you, Rhonda, but we'll keep going. Last one for our bonus points. And once again, folks, if you don't remember them now, they'll be on the list, and you can print them out. I'll also make an a la carte list so you can, you know, look at them separately. Last one, number 10, is about locations usually. And what you're watching is filmed or takes place in the following locations, you'll get the bonus point. The London Underground, the New York Subway, Carlsbad Caverns National Park, and Bronson Canyon Cave, or north of the Arctic Circle. So remember how I said only Supernatural Eternal Winters would get you a bonus point? But if your film does take place north of the Arctic Circle, I will also give you a bonus point. So there's lots of winter movies will count. So 30 Days of Night, you're going to rack up a bunch of points for that one. Bronson Canyon, once again, I mentioned it's a wild card as well. So if you watch anything with Bronson Canyon, it's a wild card. You can watch anything with Bronson Canyon, no matter the genre, and get a bonus point for it. And then Carlsbad Caverns National Park, which actually, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I was a park ranger. I worked there. It was one of my first major jobs. And I actually am going to give an automatic triple bonus if you watch a movie that was filmed or takes place there, no matter the genre. And I'm also going to include wild cards in that as well, because I looked at the list. There's about 15 major films that were shot there, and one or two of them were not in genre, but one of them is about a blind detective. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to include that. So So anything with that was shot or takes place in Carlsbad Caverns National Park is automatic triple bonus. So let's see, quick list. Journey to the Center of the Earth, the 1971 film Gargoyles, Earth versus the Giant Spider was shot there. Parts of Manos Hand of Fate was shot there, I believe. And the Batcave, a couple of the films that were on Mystery Science Theater 3000 was shot in Carlsbad Caverns, but I don't remember their names right now. But anyway, there's quite a few movies. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think It Lives by Night, a.k.a. The Bat People, was shot there because I remember it took place in
the cave.
Bat
People,
That is correct. So
it was The Bat People.
Yeah, so there's another example for you. So there's an ATV there.
Yep, there's a lot of it. Jonathan Livingston's The Seagull was shot in Carlsbad Caverns National Park, so I will give you the bonus point because it's a fantasy sequence. So I'll count that film too as the ATB. So there's, you know, look for things that were shot in or takes place in Carlsbad Caverns National Park. So that's the bonus point. So this is a 10. So like I said, if you look at that bonus point and your film has one of the elements of that bonus point, now they're not cumulative. You only get the bonus point once. Once you hit one of those bonus elements, you get that bonus point. But you get three of them, you can have 5 to 6 points depending on how, if you hit the triple bonus or not. So it's a lot of fun, and I hope we get to explore these dark films together. And
absolutely,
for the first week, we have the secret bonuses. And so we have about 10 films that are worth 10 points, 2 films that are worth extra 15, and 1 film that's worth 20. So these films that if you submit a summary with this film on it, and you actually get the point. So whoever posts the first summary, so the first person to post the summary with one of these horror films listed will get the extra point. I give that bonus. The judges don't. So so they do their own normal scores, and then I do it by timestamp, and then I judge. That's why there's a minimum on the first week. I don't want people posting like Thursday or Wednesday with nothing but what they think is the secret films, you know, to get it in before everybody else. So that's why the minimum posted, the earliest you can post on the first week is Friday noon Eastern Standard Time on the first week. So we'll talk about that more later.
Yeah, just one second here because we have another phone call on the line here. 309 area code. Welcome to Audubon Horror Radio. Thanks for holding.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Jabone speaking.
Bones, hi, baby. How you doing?
All right.
Oh, my God. This is one of my oldest friends in the world. He was at my wedding. He actually did the theme song to my Archivist Bets on Sexy Witches podcast. So this is Bones. So everyone say, hey, what up, Bones? What's up? How you doing?
All right. Everything all right. So I don't know if this is going to count, but I got my a darkest movie, and I know it sounds corny or whatnot, but I'm gonna say Freddy Krueger 3, Dream Warriors.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3?
And the reason why I say that is 27, 28 years ago, I watched one scene when a lady, I think one of the girls get shoved into the TV and an earthquake hit. So I ran out my underwear and everybody was outside.
Wow.
That was the first slasher that I ever saw that I loved. And I've told this story so many times on this show, how I watched it with the sound down because I was at a slumber party and all the other girls were too scared to watch it. So anytime Freddy was on or the dream started, it was silent. So I didn't hear any of his gags or anything. I saw all of it, yet I loved every single minute of it. I didn't care if there was sound or not. It held up without sound. So that tells you how awesome Robert Englund really is.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3, that's one of my favorite. It's my favorite of the Freddy Krueger sequels, and it's probably one of my favorite sequels, not just in horror, but in all of movies as well too. So
well,
to me, it's that.
It's on my top. It's on my top 10 of all time. I absolutely adore that movie. So and yes, it is worth a bonus points because they descend down into a basement. Willingly, automatic triple bonus, ladies and gentlemen. So,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good choice. So, are you going to play, possibly?
Me, usually, on a radio station or gigs or with you.
Yeah, well, why don't you, if you have a radio show coming up, go ahead and give a shameless plug.
Usually I'm on a radio, internet radio called the Nut House on J Meeting, and usually I'll post up the details pretty soon if I can, when I IM you or whatever when I'm on. So usually I do that. So as soon as I'm on, I'll post it on.
Well, thank you for calling, Bones. I am
so glad
to hear your voice, sweetie.
All right.
So thank you for supporting me.
And great,
thank you for sure. Nice show. I like the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Okay.
That call meant a lot to me, guys. You have no idea. My husband doesn't listen to my show very much, so and he's one of my oldest friends. So when that part of my world merges with this one, it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy. So.
Anyway. Awesome.
Yeah. Hey,
that's the Dark Secret Bonus movies.
All right, Dark Secrets. We have 10 bonus points. We have films that are worth the 10 extra points for the first person who puts them on their summary. And I'm just going to read the year and the clue, and you'll have to look it up yourself. They're in no particular order. 2005, A Cave. 1997, Black Hole. 1998, the title of the film and the main character contains the word dark. 1990, Monster Destroyed by Sunlight. 1985, Transportation Tunnel, and by far, this one's going to be the hardest one. I just guarantee you that. 2006, Cave. 1988, Hellmouth. 2000, Monster Reveals Itself at Night. 1991, Night Vision POV and Pit. 1987, Monsters Destroyed by Sunlight. So those are all 10-pointers. These next two are a little bit more difficult, and they are 15-pointers. 2004, London Underground. 2010, Phantom Fog and Darkness. And then finally, there's a 20-point secret film. And this is not a horror film, but it is an accepted genre on the list. So look at the accepted genre, but it's not a horror film. 1988, Descent into Darkness. And that's all I'm going to say on that. So those are the secret film clues, and they'll be on the rules as well. After the films, we just continue to watch them because they are all worth high points. The minimum on this list is a 4-pointer. So, and you can get at least 4 to 6 points for any of the films that were secrets anyways. So they're worth a lot of points. Do those films. Watch them. They're great. So, or weird. A few of them are weird. So.
Yeah, could definitely just from the sound of it, you could definitely watch some of these films that I don't think I've seen. I have an idea what some of these movies are, but I've seen some of them, so it would definitely be a challenge for me.
No. Some of them are going to be easy to figure out, but like I said, the 1985 transportation tunnel, that one's going to be a lot harder because the action doesn't actually take place in the transportation subway tunnel. I didn't say that the action had to take place in one. I just said that there has to be one in the movie. So we'll see if how quickly that one goes away. I'm curious. So. Now, last but not least, we're going to read our challenges and our special bonus list. So there's always some special challenges or bonuses on the rules list that I give every year. And this is the end of the rules, I swear, ladies and gentlemen. After this, we are done. So hooray, hooray for that. Now, I announced this on my own show on Tuesday, Archivist Bet on Sexy Witches, but last year, because it was animatronics and robots and dolls and stuff, I gave a dark ride bonus. So you could go to any amusement park and ride a dark ride and get 5. Not only do you get the 2 points for the outside event, but you also get 5 points for each dark ride you rode. So I decided to carry that over because we are exploring darkness this year. So I'm going to give the dark ride bonus again. And I'm giving a dark ride special 5-point bonus for riding a dark ride during this year's madness. The dark ride must be automated and have a vehicle to take you through the attraction to get this point. It's the 5 points. So if you go to Disneyland, for example, during the madness, oh, my God, you could clean up because even friggin' Small World would count as a dark ride. So you get on the dark ride, it has a vehicle, and you can go through it. I will accept some seasonal walkthroughs for this bonus point as well, but they have to be directly related to our theme. So there are walkthroughs that do explore darkness. Good examples of some permanent structure ones is called Nightmares and Screamers. They're in Niagara Falls. On the rules list, I did put a link to those. So you can figure out where they are. And there's a couple extra links on my score sheet, too, to give you examples. A lot of amusement parks do one walkthrough where it's just black with a red dot, and you have to push your way through tactily, so tactile domes, things like that. I would definitely accept those for this point. And if it's themed like a cave or a sewer or a catacomb, there actually are some haunted seasonal themes haunts in the country that are set up in catacombs. So if it's themed like a sewer or it takes place in a comb or a cave, you can get the 5-point bonus for that. So go support your local Halloween events and go ride some dark rides and walk some seasonal haunts because you'll get extra points for those. I'm also going to give a 10-point bonus for an extreme walkthrough. There's this new industry. It's been really gaining steam the last couple of years, and it's called Extreme Watch, and they're different. If you want to know more details about that, listen to my Archivist Bets on Sexy Witches podcast this Tuesday. We talked about it a lot, but an extreme walkthrough, you have to sign a waiver. There's usually a safe word, and anything from mild sexual assault to torture to kidnapping to eating bad things to animals crawling on you, total fear factor kind of stuff can happen to you at one of these haunts. And so if you do go to one, I'm going to give you a 10-point bonus for one of these haunts. Believe me, you'll earn those 10 points. And I have examples. The most famous one is Blackout, which is in New York City. It's also in L.A. and San Francisco, and then there's also a famous one called McKemy Manor in San Diego. So look up those on their Facebook pages, folks, not because they actually don't have websites like normal walkthroughs. Go look at their Facebook pages for more information, and I have those linked also. Now, I'm also going to give a special bonus for any domestic cave or mine tour. So if you have any local domestic caves or mine tours that nearby, I will give you 10-point bonus. Just make sure you include all these on the summary, so go support those businesses as well. And now we have two challenges, the National Cave Park Challenge. So this one's important. If you go to a cave tour in a national park, I will give you 50 points per tour, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, per tour. So, and sometimes national parks often have multiple tours. So if they have multiple tours, I'm going to give you 50 points per tour, plus the mileage you took to get to those locations. So if you had to drive to the national park or fly to the national park, I will give you mileage at 1 point an hour. So 50 points per tour plus a point an hour for mileage. That's a lot of fucking points, guys.
Get off your ass.
And if you specifically go to either Mammoth Caves National Park in Kentucky or Carlsbad Caverns National Park in New Mexico, I will give 100 points per tour. So,
sweet.
Plus mileage. So, those are the hard challenge. I doubt anyone's going to take those up, but believe it or not, Queenie was asking me, and I was like, within driving distance of where she lives, my co-judge this year, Queenie Todd, she's also one of my sexy witches, there is actually two national parks within driving distance that have cave tours. So, you'll be surprised. Go to the National Park website and look them up. There's all sorts of caves run by the National Park Service. And I would also be very, very flexible. If it was the Forest Service and you did a Forest Service cave or a Bureau of Land Management cave, anything federal, I would totally accept it for those 50 points, okay? So last but not least, folks, is my final challenge, which no one is going to fucking do, but I really wanted to include it just because I think it's pretty badass. Okay, and it's the final super challenge, which is the Prince of Darkness super challenge. Yes, the Prince of Darkness movie by John Carpenter is having an anniversary, and there's going to be two special screenings of Prince of Darkness during the madness. They're in Los Angeles, David Henry Hwang Theater, which used to be an old church. It also happens to be where the Prince of Darkness was actually shot in 1986. So it's a pretty fucking cool event. It's October 28th and 29th, so it actually has dates, October 20th, 29th. And yes, folks, it is sold out, big surprise. So the sold-out event, if you were able to score tickets and attend, I would give you that 100 points, bonus points, plus mileage at 1 point an hour as well. So if you do if you go to those two national parks, get 100 points, or you do the Prince of Darkness Super Challenge, you also can get 100 points, point mileage. So there's a lot of great extra ways to get off your ass and go see America and explore things in the madness. And while you're traveling, just don't crash, but maybe watch a few horror films along the way.
Absolutely. When in doubt, this madness, watch horror films.
So that's it. The rules are read. We are got this
that's
madness
it.
As a go. I will post
yep.
these rules on Monday, 21st, after 3 o'clock. No set time. Usually I'll do it by 4 at the latest, but sometime after 3, just keep checking the Halloween Horror Movie Madness group page or my profile, turn on notifications, but you really don't want to do that with me because I post a lot. I would recommend get notifications on the Madness page and not directly on my profile. It would be I manage 3 groups and 2 web pages, so you don't want to get all everything I do. A few of my friends do, and I'm really very flattered and amazed that they can put up with me. Do you have any final questions or devil's advocate things, Eric, that you would like
well,
to
actually,
ask
I just want
me?
To say, just want to iterate this. Don't get hung up on the rules at all. If you have a question, just talk to your judge, talk to the captain, or PM Liz for any things that you're concerned about or
War movie, give me this movie, give me bonus points. Just don't get up. We're just here to have fun and share what we've watched, share our passion and love with other fellow war movie fans. That's basically what this is all about. It's not about cash prize or anything. Yeah, you get bragging rights when you win. But the main thing is just have fun. Have a good time. That's all.
Don't get hung up on the rules. Just don't. If you can watch a lot of horror films and then post a brief summary once a week, you can win the madness. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
A little obsession is okay. And people do get obsessed. One of my previous champions, our only back-to-back champion, Titania Reddy, he in his first year in the madness, lost 20 pounds watching movies. So I don't really recommend that.
No.
Your health is important, folks.
And live life. Live life.
Yeah. Live life. But I appreciate his dedication.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say about the summaries, folks, and this is important. Please list why you think something's a wild card or a bonus point, because honestly, as vast knowledge as my judges have, all of us have a very wide range of horror knowledge. There's a few films that we haven't seen. It does happen. So if you see a bonus point in a movie, like you say, oh, there's a cave, write it down. Say, I saw a cave, there's POV, whatever. Write it down so we know, just in case. Most times we have seen the film, and there's five or six of us. And usually between the five or six of us, one of us has seen it. We can rate it. But that doesn't always happen. Every once in a while, like with the slasher year, I was actually really blind on that one. I had to bring Eric in the first place because I didn't know shit about slasher, and he did a lot more than I did. So...
Yeah, for sure, and I definitely that was fun. That was the first year I did the madness. I was adjusted my very first year. All right, well, Liz, I don't have anything further to add to the conversation. You have anything?
I don't either. I'm
good.
Okay.
All right. Well, Liz, as always, it is a pleasure to have you on, and check back with us. Check back with us during the madness about who's doing what and who's got the bonus points, who's seen the extra special bonus points movies, you name it. Be sure to check back in with us for that.
I wanted to give a shout out one more time to Neep for calling in, my judge. I mean, I also want to say thank you, Erin Marie and Harriet and Jout Bones as well. But Neep is also, her group is, she's so excited for the madness. On Saturday, she's having a special streaming viewing party on Facebook. She set up a group. You can go to the horror page and madness page, and you can see it there. And they're having an 80s night. So if you're interested, you know, and this is often something we do is group watches on the madness. There'll be one or two during the actual contest in October. The 21st is the rule post. Then 2 weeks leading up to the madness, we call it the warm-up, and I allow you to bank up to 20 points before the madness even starts, and they get added to your overall totals. And there'll be trivia, sometimes giveaways. I sometimes give spot awards or special bonuses that expire. And also check Twitter. I have a madness. You can check the madness on Twitter. You can check me on Twitter. My co-host judge is here, Queenie Todd. She'll be managing a Twitter special with special bonuses movies through Twitter. So sometimes there is Twitter madness going on as a little supplement to your madness on Facebook. So lots of ways to keep an eye on us. And thank you, Eric, for having us on again. Please go to the group page and join it, the Halloween Horror Movie Marathon Madness, even if you're not being an active participant and just want to follow the fun, because we just want to talk movies. That's all we're about,
cool.
Talking movies.
Liz, as always, have a good night, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Blessed be and good souls hunting, sweetie.
All right. Good night now.
Good night.
All right. That was the head hauntress of the Halloween Horror Movie Marathon Madness Contest, and here's a little fact for you. I actually came up with that name because our head hauntress is here, and that just, bam, this came right out of my head. One of the best ideas I've ever had. All right, well, that will wrap it up for this week's edition of DBHR. Thank you for listening, and thanks to everybody who called in tonight. Next week, we will have mother and actress Kelsey Bukowski will be joining us. She is about to have a movie drop called Within These Walls, and she actually is a former Madness champion back in 2009. We are looking forward to having her on. We will see. And we will be back at our regular time Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. But until then, on behalf of Ms. Ronnie Reaper, this is Eric Polk. Thank you to all of Reaper Nation. Good night now.